Be honest with you, I just feel a little bit overwhelmed. You ever seen those people on TV when they win a lottery or publishers clearinghouse sweepstakes, when they realize what's happened, they're just at a loss for words and they can't speak. All they can do is just stand there and cry. Well, what I've got this morning's better than the lottery. It's better than anything ever Ed McMahon ever came up with. God's been good. Amen. Take your Bible to the book of Jeremiah this morning. Jeremiah chapter number 20. Been thinking about our camp meeting coming up all week long. First week of November, November the 4th, 5th, and 6th. Brother Doug Fisher will be here. Brother Tony Shirley will be here. Brother Jonathan McNeese will be here. Lord willing, Brother Dean McNeese will be here. The Henson family will be here, and I don't know about you, but I will be here. Amen. And I'm looking forward to it. That's probably our biggest week every year is our camp meeting. And what camp meeting is? It's designed to stir us up. It's designed to get us excited about the things of God. We want to come and get encouraged, and we want to come and get help. And certainly that's all right. But we want something to take place during this meeting that will change our lives. Yeah. I'm preaching to people this morning who are not as excited as they used to be. Amen. I am. I'm preaching to people who are not as fired up as they once were. Yeah. Including myself.
Amen.
I thought about the early days of our ministry. I thought about Brother Randy, that first bus route that you and Sister Gina got on. Y'all remember that? I remember Gina coming in and on a Wednesday night and sitting down in the pew and tears just running down her face. And my wife and I sat down and talked with her, and she said, please pray for my mama, and please pray for my Aunt Edwina. You remember that? I remember that conversation. We sat on the right-hand side of the church. I remember when people sat in our church and they actually cried and wept over people that were dying and on their way to hell. I remember that. I remember people being so full and so excited they just could not contain themselves.
Amen.
I remember those days. I remember teenagers who couldn't sing without shedding tears. But I guess over the period of 16 years, you just kind of get caught up in the machinery. You get caught up in the whole hum, the rat race. It's no longer a delight, it's just a duty. We're here because we feel like we're supposed to be. Can I get a witness right there? Hey, if I can say it, surely you nod your head and say, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I'll be honest with you. There are days that I wouldn't be here if I weren't the pastor. Y'all can't handle honesty a whole lot, can you? There are days when if I could switch places with you, I'd stay home. I remember days sitting in my office like a thoroughbred racehorse in the gate. They have to keep that gate closed or that sucker will take off. I remember setting my office on Sunday morning on the edge of my seat and just my feet just tapping the floor and looking at my watch thinking it's 15 till. In 15 minutes, I get to do the greatest thing in the world. I get to walk on that platform and preach the gospel. Man, I can't wait. I'm so excited. I'd come in this place, man, I can't even, I just sat like a bird dog on point, man. I'm ready to go. 16 years down the road, I find myself having to talk myself into it. Having to psych myself up. Having to say, come on, you can do it one more time. And that's okay. At least I'm talking myself into it. Amen. When I get to the place where I'm not talking myself, is anybody home this morning? You remember when you first got saved, how excited you were?
Yes, sir.
You couldn't wait for Wednesday to come around.
Yeah.
Now you forgot what Wednesday is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I ain't read no scripture, have I? I want us to get excited about the things of God again.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to just have camp meeting. I want to have revival.
Yes,
but I want it to start here. When's the last time you read your Bible and something blew your mind? Seriously. When's the last time you read your Bible and you went far out? Stacy Bullock's sitting over here. That's a miracle too. It is. And I'm not saying that jokingly. It is a miracle. Either one of us are here. But he was working out of town a couple of, I guess it's been 2 weeks ago. He was up in Knoxville, Tennessee. I was in Texas. I was in Amarillo, Texas. I was in a preacher's meeting and Stacy called. And I thought, boy, I better take this. He's out of town. I thought something could be wrong. So I answered the phone. He said, I'm in a bookstore. Tell me what kind of Bible to buy. Amen. And we went through all these different Bibles and he was telling me what they saw and finally he put the worker on the phone. And the guy said, hi, this is Jimmy from Books A Million. I said, give that guy the phone back. He gives Stacy the phone back. I said, get out. Get you to a place where you can get a real Bible. Amen. And he called me back two or three times. Then the next day I got a picture on my phone and it was of a brand new Thompson Chain King James Bible.
Yeah.
Why are you telling us that, preacher? It's been a long time since I've seen anybody excited about getting a Bible.
Yes, sir.
And that encouraged me. I said that encouraged
Amen.
Me.
Yeah.
That excited me, man, just to see some excitement.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. You know the greatest thing about that grandbaby? That thing, it just changed our lives.
Yeah.
You know what it is? It's new life.
Yes, sir.
It's new life. That's why it's important. I'm just rambling this morning. That's why it's important we see people saved on a regular basis. Amen.
Amen.
Are you excited?
Come on.
Are you faking?
Amen.
That's a pretty serious question.
We're
all nodding our heads and going, amen. But you lying to yourself and you're lying to me. Well, well. This Sunday night kind of preaching, ain't it? Amen. Are you? Are you excited? Jeremiah chapter number 20. I think we found ourselves where this preacher was. Verse number 7, Jeremiah is praying. Now watch what he said. Oh, Lord, Thou hast deceived me, and I was deceived. You know what he just did? He called God a liar.
Yeah. Come on, preacher.
Now, buddy, you got to get yourself in a pretty bad way to talk to God and say, you're a deceiver.
Yeah.
You've lied to me.
Come on,
that's how he feels in his heart.
Yeah.
We wouldn't say it out loud, but I wonder how many times you've felt that way.
Yeah.
That God has somehow let you down.
Come on.
You say, well, I've never said God was a liar. Have you ever felt like he left you?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
I'm not in here all by myself. I'm preaching to real people.
Yeah.
You ever felt like he left you?
Yeah.
Well, he said he never would, didn't he?
That's right. Amen. Come on, preacher.
So maybe outwardly you have not called God a liar, but inwardly you have felt it.
Yes,
sir. Preach. So let's not get too down on the preacher here this morning. Amen? He said, O Lord, thou hast deceived me, and I was deceived. Thou art stronger than I. Finally, he says something that makes sense. And hast prevailed. I am derision daily. Everyone mocketh me. Well, bless your heart. For since I spake, I cried out. I cried violence and spoil, because the word of the Lord was made a reproach unto me and a derision daily. Then I said, watch what he said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. Here comes our little conjunction here. But his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. I've lived those verses. So have you, if you've been saved very long. Jeremiah is known as the weeping prophet. We get to Jeremiah chapter 20, and Jeremiah, here's his attitude. He said, I'm fed up.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, preacher.
You ever just get tired of it?
Yes, sir.
That's what he said, David. He said, I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
I'm fed up. I'm tired of it. You ever get tired of trying to do right?
Yes,
did you know that's work?
Yes, sir. Right.
Sin always follows the least path of resistance.
Yes, sir.
It's like water. It goes downhill, never up.
Yeah.
Unless you've lived around here the last couple days. He said, I'm tired. I'm fed up. Here's what he said. He said, I told them people, God, that you were going to skin them. I told them people, God, that you were going to peel their hide, and you ain't peeling their hide.
Yeah.
He said, and they're making fun of me. Brother Freddie taught in Sunday school this morning about Elijah. And he said that Elijah got to a place, I mean, this man prayed down fire from heaven, killed 400 prophets of Baal with his bare hands. The old heifer, what was her name? Jezebel got after him, and he ran and hid in a cave and wanted to die.
Yeah.
And you know what he said? He said, there ain't nobody here but me, God. Don't nobody love you but me. Don't nobody want to do right but me. That's a pity party, friend.
Yeah.
You ever had one?
Oh,
I throw big ones.
Yeah.
And ain't nobody invited but me.
Yeah.
Amen.
I
don't even want God there.
Because
he'll run a pity party in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Amen.
Preach, bro.
Do you ever think that I grow weary of preaching to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Preach, bro. Tell the truth,
sir.
Amen. Yes, sir. Let it rip.
Let's reverse it. Do I ever think you grow weary of listening to me?
Amen.
Sure I do. And sure you do.
Yes, sir.
Why? We're human.
Yeah.
Here is this preacher, and he feels like he's in this fight all by himself. And he begins to complain, and he tells God that God ain't done him right. God, you've not treated me fairly. What are you saying? Here is a diagnosis of a man in need of revival. If you felt any of the things I have just described, you are a candidate for real old-fashioned Holy Ghost, heaven sent. I'm talking about God-breathed revival.
Amen.
I'm being as honest with you as I possibly know how to be. I need that this morning.
Yes, we do.
I don't need just a casual little stirring.
Yeah.
I can come in and hear my children sing God's been good, and that just bubbles me up on the inside. But it's gone as soon as I walk out that door. I need something that's going to go to the house with me. I need something that, hey, good God Almighty, somebody help me preach this morning. I need something that's going to get up with me on Monday morning. When's the last time you woke up excited?
Come on, preacher.
Seriously.
Yeah, preacher.
When's the last time you rolled out of bed and thought, man, it's good to be saved?
Yeah.
Woo! Man, I can't even imagine Brother David just waking up. Period. It's good to be alive. Amen. Blow your mind what we take for granted, won't it, brother? How long has it been? Oh, we've had good services, no doubt. I know how to have a good service. Is that okay to say? I do. I've been doing this a long time. I know how to do it. Y'all okay? I'm getting some goofy looks this morning. I know how to have good service. I know how to make things happen. But I don't know how to make revival happen.
That's right. Amen. Come on now.
We come to church sometimes, we just have a good time. Sometimes I think we're guilty of having too much fun at church. Amen. But something's wrong when it's not still there on Monday. Something's wrong when that good time we have at church on Sunday won't carry us through the week and make us eager to get back and get some more on Wednesday. Something's wrong. We're missing something. We need revival. This man's complaining and he's telling God, you ain't done me right. He said, now they're making fun of me. He said, I'm standing up and I'm preaching my guts out and they're making fun of me. That's exactly how I feel while I preach and you're balancing your checkbook.
Yeah.
Or watch your bratty kids sitting there texting somebody while I'm trying to preach.
Yeah.
You ought to jack their jaws, amen?
Yeah.
Don't be twittering while I'm preaching, amen?
Yeah.
I'm trying to give you a text that God sent you.
Right.
Amen. He said, they're making fun of me. Let's just put it in today's terms, if you would. The gay rights crowd marched on him. Oh, yeah. The ACLU and the NAACP showed up. Amen. Nancy Pelosi made a speech and said he was nothing but a cult leader. Amen. That old-fashioned stuff don't cut it anymore. He's just a right-wing extremist. We don't want that kind of preaching in our country. Boy, it's drying up in here real quick. We want a pastor who wears a golf shirt and sits on a bar stool. We want to have a little concert first. Little praise and worship team. Give the pastor about 10 minutes to make us feel real good about ourselves. We don't need all that hellfire and damnation stuff. We need revival in America.
Yes,
Jeremiah said, I quit. That's it. I will not preach again. That's what he said. He said, I won't even mention your name. He's talking to God.
Come on, preacher.
Do you know how many times I've told God the very same thing? That's it. I'm done.
Come on now.
I ain't going to do it no more. I failed my last time. Woe is me. Instead of this, it ought to be this. Amen. Instead of patting your own little back, you ought to be kicking your own little tail. Amen.
That's right.
We all right?
Amen.
I need about an hour and a half of that. Amen. I quit. I'm done. I'm not going anymore. I can't do it. I can't take it. It's too much. But thank God for that but. He said, I want to quit. And there have been times I've wanted to.
Amen.
And there have been times you wanted to.
Yes, sir.
But there was something inside.
Yes, sir.
There was something inside. He said, it's a fire.
Yeah.
A fire.
Yeah.
Why did he describe it as a fire?
Come on, Bridget.
Why didn't he say, there's some ice shut up in my bones? Why didn't he say there's some frost shut up in my bones? Why did he say a fire? Why didn't he say there's a wind shut up in my bones? He said a fire. You know what a fire does? It burns, friend. How long has it been since you burned for anything? I ain't talking about wicked lust either. I'm talking about on fire, burned for God. I mean, since you could really, really, really feel it down in your soul.
Amen.
When Ashley was a little girl, she sang this little song. It's bubbling, it's bubbling, it's bubbling in my soul. It's bubbling since Jesus made me whole. How long has it been since it bubbled?
Amen.
Just a simple question. How long has it been since it bubbled? Since it burned. Since you really, really, genuinely felt something down on the inside of you that made you get up and go again and get up and go again. Hey, the Bible said a just man falleth 7 times and riseth up again. What makes him get up?
Amen. Yes, sir.
It's something on the inside.
Amen.
Something on the inside that makes him go on. Over these last 16 years, I'm being brutally honest. I've found reason to quit several times.
Yeah.
And I believe a couple of times God said, it's up to you. You want out? Go.
Yeah.
There's something.
Even
though the excitement level may not be what it used to be, even though the shout may not be as loud as it used to be, even though the heels don't kick as high as they used to kick, thanks be unto God, there's something down on the inside that's still burning. I said still burning in this one man of God. Hey, I may not be worthy to stand here, but God started a fire years ago, and thank God it still burns. Here's the message this morning. Is there a fire? Is there a fire inside your chest burning this morning for God?
Amen.
If so, let me ask you another simple question. Where's the smoke? Simple question. Oh yeah, preacher, it's burning. Don't smell it. Oh, preacher, yeah, I'm on fire. Don't see it.
Yeah.
Something catches on fire, it changes things.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Amen. It changes things. Problem in America is there's no longer any fire.
Yeah.
No longer any fire. Okay. Crazy little preacher down on Ridge Road, old Chris Hewitt. If he had a brain in his head, he'd take it out and play with it, and I hope he's done out of church and listening on the radio. I love that kid. He's putting up a tent. I guess it's already up. I hadn't seen it. It is. He putting up an old gospel tent right now. You know what the crowd says? That don't work anymore. You better leave that kid alone. You better leave that kid alone. If you get a chance, you ought to go sit down under that tent one night this week. Let some of them old men of God preach to you. Walk through the sawdust, man. Travel back in history a little while and ask God to burn. Ask God to make our hearts burn again.
Amen.
Been a long time since I've seen a young preacher that excited.
Amen.
About doing something
Come on,
for God.
Preacher. Yes, sir.
We're living in a day when young preachers want to start mega churches. So they can make mega bucks.
That's right.
That's true.
Somebody,
I was somewhere and heard a country song here a while back. It says something about, I don't remember. Anyway, this kid trying to figure out what to do with his life, and his buddy told him to start a band. I changed the words to it. Start a church. Get you some buddies and come up with a name. That's what it said. Start a church. They're starting everywhere.
Amen.
Everywhere.
Yes,
But rarely do we see somebody that just wants to take an old tent that costs them more than they make and just do something for God. You know what that is? That's just an old-fashioned fire burning in the heart of a young preacher boy. I say, burn, baby, burn. Let her rip, tater chip. Hey, let's get on fire for God again, and let's let the old flame burn. I'm telling you, let's get excited again like we used to be when God first delivered us out of hell. Hey, man, let's preach like we ain't never preached. Let's sing like we ain't never sang. Man, let's get busy and on fire for God again. I need it.
Yes, sir.
I need it. We need a fire in the pulpit.
Yes, sir.
I'm tired of going through the motions.
Amen.
I like it. I like it. You gotta be one to know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
but I like it when God puts His hand on a preacher during the sermon.
Yes,
and them notes just go to a blur. And it feels like God, you're a puppet, and God has His hand up your back, and He's operating your mouth, and you're thinking to yourself the whole time you're preaching, good Lord, that was good. Where'd that come from?
Yeah, amen. That's the truth.
I've actually been preaching and thought, man, I can't believe I said that.
Good,
y'all know, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I can't believe that just came out of my mouth. Oh, son, that's good.
Yes, sir.
I want it to be like that all the time.
Amen.
I want it to be like that all the time. I want it to be like that old-timey preacher who was, before they had wireless microphones, he had a microphone with a cord on it, and it was around his on his lapel, and he was dragging that cord around, and the little girl asked his mama, said, Mama, if he gets loose, will he hurt us? Amen.
Yeah.
I want it to be that way. I want it to be that. We need a fire burning in the pulpits in America.
Amen.
Our churches are dead because our pastors are dead.
Yeah.
I can say that because I am one.
Yeah.
Our churches are dead because our pastors is dead. You know what we're doing? Across America, I'm putting me in the same boat with the rest of them. We're looking for the next gimmick. We're looking for the next catchy thing to get your attention.
Amen.
We're more worried about alliteration. That's where your sermon, all your points start with the same letter. Like the book, the blood, and the blessed hope. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
We're more concerned about alliteration than we are inspiration.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I don't need a catchy title if I've got the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Amen? I don't need all my points. I don't even need points. If there's a fire burning.
Yes, sir.
Amen. If there's a fire burning down in my soul, hey man, I don't care what comes out of my mouth. The Holy Ghost can say whatever He wants to your heart.
Amen.
We need fire back in the pulpit.
Amen.
Amen. I remember when I used to pray and said, God, I don't even care if I preach a good sermon. I don't even care if it's good. I just want somebody to get something. I just want somebody to get some help, God. You know what? I ain't prayed that in a while. But I did this morning. Before I walked out of my office and I was praying David was going to be here, I heard he might be. I said, God, I don't care if I fall on my face, make an utter fool out of myself if I can help that man. And I meant that like I hadn't meant it in a long time. We need the fire to burn in the pulpit. I wonder how many of you spent any time praying this week. God, set my little preacher on fire. God, do something in his heart. God, I pray you just set his soul on fire. God, I need him to help me. We need a fire in our pulpit. But just as sure as we need a fire in our pulpit, we need a fire in these pews.
Yeah, that's right.
Some of you have gotten too comfortable with not being here. I'm trying to be as tender as I can. Amen, Brother David. I miss you, brother. Brother David said, amen, brother. Make it hurt. There are a few of you here this morning that I used to wonder on Sunday morning. I wonder if they'll come back tonight. I wonder if they'll be here Wednesday. I don't even wonder anymore. I know. I know I've got one shot at you. And God has one shot at you. And that's Sunday morning at best. And there was a time you'd be here on Wednesday night if you had to come straight from work in dirty work clothes. You'd be here. You'd go without supper to be here. Wow, there was something burning on inside of you. But the devil has taken a demonic water hose to your soul. We need a fire in the pulpit, but we need a fire in the pew. We need a fire in the pew. You know what? If you got on fire again, you might just say amen. If some of y'all said amen, I'd have a heart attack and fall over. Y'all want me dead? Just shout. But you got it made, ain't you, Brother Todd? Look at that. Hallelujah. You might get excited. You remember the first time you ever shouted? And it scared you. Yeah. I remember sitting on the front row at White Oak Springs and Brother Earl Partain preaching. I said, "Woo!" I said, "I felt pretty good." I can't believe I've done that, man. That's fun. Woo! I'll do it again. Woo! I like it. Amen. Yeah. More fun than pouting. You get on fire, man. It's coming out somewhere. Let's hear. Let me show you something. Brother Robbie, I ain't meaning this because you're doing it. But this does not constitute a fire. I was fixing to say it and I looked and Robbie was going. That don't constitute a fire. Are you listening? Do you know what's involved with a fire? Noise. Yeah. Yeah. I think church should be quiet. Well, you're out of your mind. Funeral home ought to be quiet. Yeah. Find that in the Bible for me, would you? We all right? Yeah. Do you know if there's a fire in this town, how I will know it? I don't even need somebody to come in and say, Brother Eddie, there's a house on fire. I don't need you to tell me that. I can hear it. Yeah. Yeah. Woo, 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 woo. Is it right? They're going to be sirens going off. Amen. Yeah. And everybody that can see the smoke's going to where it's at. Yeah. How many of you ever chased a fire truck?
Yeah. Amen. Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Why? It's exciting, man. You hate somebody's losing everything they got, but it's a fire. Yeah. You got to look. It's like driving by an accident on the freeway. You got to look. Amen. We start a fire, people will come. Somebody said, boy, why is it so slack this morning? Maybe it ain't no fire. Where's the crowd? No, where's the fire? Oh, we need to do a bulk mail out. Preacher, no, we need to build a fire. We need to come up with a phrase. We need to come up with a program. No, we need to build a fire. Let's build a fire in the pulpit. Let's build a fire in the pew. If our church was considered hot and on fire, would it be because of you? What's that old song say, Brother Todd? What kind of church would my church be? Is that right? If every member was just like me, how on fire would my church be? If every member of my church was on fire just like me. We need to build a fire. We don't need a gimmick. Oh, we're going to print flyers and mail them out for our camp meeting. But that's not what we need for revival. I'm glad Doug Fisher's coming. I love him. Some of y'all don't take to his preaching real good. I don't care. He helps me.
Amen, sir.
His California style's a little bit different, but he helps me.
Amen.
That's I'm not bringing him here for you, if I can be that honest. He's coming here for me.
Yeah.
And if you get some help in the process, hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah. Praise, brother.
I'm glad he's coming. I'm glad Brother Roger Henson's coming.
Yeah.
You're not going to believe how great his family sounds without their son Micah, who just died last year. Oh, they're still just a blessing. God all over them. I can't wait to hear Brother Roger preach. He preached a message when we were together in Pennsylvania. He preached on the lions in Daniel's den. Pretty interesting stuff. I can't wait, Brother Roger, to get here. I'm glad he's coming. I'm glad Jonathan McNeese is coming. Oh, yeah. As great a message as I've ever heard in my life, he preached last year on them two kings. I'll never forget. But God does not need them.
That's right. Yes,
sir.
Amen.
And I hope I'm saying that in the right way. They're not absolutely necessary for revival.
That's right.
What did the old-timey preacher say? I believe it was one of them Wesley brothers. He said he'd draw a circle around himself and say, God, send revival to this circle. Me. You know what I'd like to see happen? I'd like to see us on fire for God again before Brother Fisher ever gets here.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Before the Hensons ever set up their sound equipment, before the preachers roll in, before the hotel rooms are booked, before the airline tickets are bought, I'd like to see us on fire for God again and see it burning down in our soul.
Amen.
The problem is, in many cases, we just don't want a fire. We just really don't want a fire. You know why? Fire takes work.
Yeah, that's right.
Somebody got to cut the tree down.
Yes, sir.
Somebody got to saw it up in the proper lengths. Somebody got to split it. Somebody's got to haul it in.
Yes, sir.
It takes work.
Amen.
But not only that, when the fire starts burning, it consumes. It'll burn some things out of your life you don't really want to get rid of. It'll burn some things out of your heart and out of your mind, hey, that your body don't want to let go of. That fire gets burning just right. It'll make you change your radio station. Amen. Hey, that fire gets to burning in your heart. You won't be able to watch as the stomach turns. Or the dumb and the useless. You won't even be able to handle that stuff, man. It'll turn your stomach to see a woman committing adultery.
Yeah. Amen.
If that fire's burning.
Come on now.
Yeah.
But if that fire ain't burning, it don't bother you.
Yeah.
We okay? It's been a long time since I've made this statement, so I'm going to do it. How many of you would willingly open up your door of your living room or your house on a weeknight when your children are sitting there on the couch with you and let two strangers come in and have sex on your sofa? Nobody?
Come on, bro.
That's good preaching.
We're guilty of it.
Yeah. Amen.
What's the difference whether it's on the screen or on your sofa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, they were covered, so... I'm just saying, if the fire's burning, that'll bother us.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's right,
sir.
Yeah.
That's right, bro.
That's exactly right.
Amen.
We've gotten numb to some things.
Yes,
sir, bro.
Because
Amen.
There's no fire. We need it to burn. Now, it may have to burn away some things. Do you know what a refiner does? A silversmith? They say they try. That word try means to test.
Yeah.
They try that silver 7 times. You know how they try it? They build a fire under it. And everything in that silver that's not pure floats to the top. It's called dross. And you know what color it is? It's black.
Yeah.
Unrefined silver isn't even silver. It's ugly. But when it goes through the fire and all that black, all those impurities float to the top, then he takes a skim and he scrapes it off. He lets it cool, then he burns it again. When God sends the fire of revival into our life, he's trying to bring to the surface those things in our lives that are impure. Why? So he can scrape them off and get them out of the way. Amen. I got a whole lot of notes here, but I'm going to quit. Start over, Brother David said. Yeah, you guys are catching up to do, brother. We need the fire of God to burn.
Amen. Yeah, we do.
I can't manufacture that.
That's right, brother.
I can sit up here and I can shout when my young'uns sing. Just go through the motions.
Amen.
I can put it on. I can fake it, but I can't produce this.
Amen.
That has to be done by God and God alone.
Amen.
I'm preaching to our church this morning. If you're here and you're lost, you can get saved. Yeah. You're in a good place, somebody take the Bible and tell you how to be saved.
Amen.
And I'm preaching to our folks this morning.
Amen.
If you're visiting with us this morning, you can take what you want and spit out the bones. But if you're a member of this church, you take every bit of this.
Amen.
This is for our people this morning.
Amen.
Is there a fire? Does it still burn? When I was little, my grandmother and grandfather heated their house with wood, coal for years, and then wood. My grandmother would get up in the morning and it would literally look like there was no fire in the fireplace. It wouldn't even be orange, it'd just be ash. And she'd take some little old pieces, we call it pine knot. Y'all know what that is? You can strike a lighter close to it and it burns. It's got that sap in it. She'd take some of them pine knot and lay it up there on top of that and she'd get a poker, Brother David. And she'd start poking in them ashes.
Oh, yeah.
So she'd get her, she'd get to poking in them old ashes.
Amen.
Then she'd get down on her knees and
come on now.
There it comes.
And she'd start to blow.
Amen.
The next thing you know, whoo, there was a fire where there appeared to be none.
Yeah.
If you're saved this morning, without a shadow of a doubt, you know Christ as your Savior. It's in there. Maybe it just hadn't been stirred in a while. Maybe it just hadn't been poked in a while. Maybe you hadn't had the breath of God blow on it in a while. Why don't we pile up in His altar this morning and say, God, stir up the flame again. God, put some kindling on there again. God, apply the Word of God to my heart. Lord, let me burn. Let me burn, let me burn, let me burn. Levi wrote a song a couple of years ago. It's on our CD. What's the title of the song? I want to burn, is that it? I want to burn. He said, God, let my life be a torch. Wow. That's an admirable thing to ask of God, isn't it? God, let my life be a light. Let me burn again. Here's the problem. We would rather fake it than admit it. We would rather just stay in this rut.
Come on now.
I thought about Candace. Raise your hand, Candace. I want everybody to say who you are. Candace. Now, some of y'all hadn't been around here as long as I have. But I remember when she was a teenager. I was thinking when I was getting ready to preach this morning, I remember, I think it was 1994 or 95, somewhere in that neighborhood. I remember my wife and I took all the kids to camp. You remember that? That Bibba and Ashley and Mitch Noble and Jeff Mays and, I mean, boy, all them old teenagers. Now they've got babies and married, Some of them divorced. They should have stayed at camp longer, amen? But I'll never forget, I was sitting up front, I was fixing to have to preach, but it got on. Y'all know what that means, don't you? It got on. And I heard somebody go, "Woo! Woo!" I turned around and looked, and there was Candace standing in a chair going, "Woo!" Her, y'all know y'all don't believe that. Yes, sir, Don, your wife. If she done that this morning, you'd fall over the floor. See who the woman is you're sitting with, amen? You say, "You're embarrassing Candace." No, I'm not. She remembers it too. And I remember it too. Not when it was her, but when it was me. And I really was so excited that it could not be contained. It could not be held back. Sister Denise got to hollering a little bit this morning. I don't know where BJ and Legina's at, but Legina sits over here. Gina's crazy as a Bessie bug. She is. She is. She's wide open, buddy. And I love her. But boy, she'll get excited and start clapping her hand. You know what the difference between them and you is? They're pretty new.
Yeah.
It ain't wore off.
Come on, preacher. Yeah.
It still burns. Something happens every now and then and reminds them how good God's been, and they get a case of the can't help it. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Brother Todd, would y'all come and get us a song? Whatever you feel like singing will be fine. But listen, could we seriously just obey the Lord for a minute this morning? I want to burn. I want that fire to burn in my heart again. How about it? You say, where does it start? Right here on this altar. Right here on this altar. God, set my soul on fire again. God, give me back the excitement. You know what David said? David said it this way. Lord, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. I don't know how to give the invitation this morning. But yes, just to say, you just be obedient to God this morning. Y'all go ahead whenever you're ready, guys. Just sing.